No, like I said, like if you're looking for good anime, Jeff Johns tells a good one. Spencer told a good one. Kirkman told a good one. Warren Ellis's opening arc for that Secret Avengers run that Remender ruined is good, with his telling of Eric O'Grady in relation to the rest of the Avengers in that opening like 6 issues. It's pretty good. They're all usually cool characters. The Wasp is actually really the coolest one, who has had the most stories to be told.
And these are the Chronicles of the Ant-Man. As many of you know, Marvel is hitting theaters with their latest junction. And it's probably going to make millions of dollars its first weekend.
Probably.
But I'm convinced at this point anything Marvel does will make $1 million its first weekend.
Well,
until they come out with a bad movie.
Yeah.
But even then, they have two other movies and the Wings coming out.
Yes.
So right, all it then takes, they have to come out with another good movie to make up for it.
Exactly, but... If they have three movies in constant production, chances are one of them is going to be good.
Yes.
So they kind of have themselves protected.
Yeah, but
that
basically,
way.
Here's what it's saying. You know, I think if they, let's say, just to keep the numbers simple, if you know, they have 10 movies and the last one was bad. You know, it's going to lower their.
Yeah, it'll lower it.
You know, by 10%.
Because he never believed in an unwinnable.
But if they do another bad one, or if they do a good one and then a bad one.
It's basically a.
Yeah, it's gonna lower it by.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, like on the Marvel scale, they've technically done a bad film compared to the rest of the films. It's just by anybody else's standards, it's not a bad film at all.
And what film is that? Do you think is the bad Marvel film?
Iron Man 2
is by the standard of the rest of the films in the franchises, was kind of a bad film, as was the first Cap film.
I like the first
Cap. I love the first Cap film, but compared to the rest of the franchises, especially compared to Cap 2.
Well, they're two completely different
films. Right, because Cap 1 is just the original opening arc of Captain
Cap
America.
Cap 1 is like a pulpy...
It's like Captain America from the 40s.
Yeah,
it's like the original Captain America.
And then Captain America 2 is like
Captain
America...
Modern Captain America, yeah. And that it's awesome that they're two very different films.
Now, I really enjoyed the first Captain America.
I liked it a lot. I'm saying, compared to... Now, that's a good point of me saying it's a good film compared to the body of work that is the rest of the Marvel movie franchise.
But, you know, it is probably, I will definitely give you this, one of the films that it does not feel like a comic book movie.
No, it's a good action film.
Right.
I'd equate it to more of the Indiana Jones-esque films.
Right, it did have an indie feel to it.
Yeah, it was just a good old-fashioned
action film.
You know, it doesn't try to do too much. It gives you enough story and enough action to keep you entertained the entire film. And it has a lot of good subplots. But as far as the rest of the Marvel movies go, if you're ranking them all from worst to best, you can't say it's going to be at the top of your
list. So the average moviegoer that's going to go and shell out $10 to $20 this weekend,
Frank,
they have no idea there's more than one Ant-Man.
This is true. Well, at least the movie presents it as there are already two Ant-Man. They are already presenting that Michael Douglas, who at one point was Ant-Man back in the day and gave it up, he is now asking Paul Rudd's character, Scott Lang, to take up the mantle. It's presented in the trailer. I'm not making that one up. Just because I know Michael Douglas is playing Hank Pym, who is the original Ant-Man, doesn't give me the advantage in knowing that they present that in the trailer. Because Michael Douglas was originally Ant-Man.
Hank Pym
is the original
Hank Pym. He's your favorite, right?
Not per se. I like Hank Pym, but most of his stories told with him not being Ant-Man. Most of his story, he is either Giant Man, Goliath, or Yellow Jacket. Scott Lang has spent his entire career being Ant-Man.
Do you relate to him at all?
Hank Pym?
Yeah.
I don't know if I relate to Hank Pym as much as I know where you're going with this.
You a wise meter?
Shut up right now. All right?
I was trying to get him to say it.
You know what? Batman hits children. Okay? There is that iconic Batman slapping Robin. And everyone loves Batman. No one notices the fact that he's gotten two kids killed. He slapped one. And who knows how many Teen Titans he's helped assemble to get killed. And you guys all worship the ground this character walks on?
No, I don't.
Thank you. Yeah. Superman, don't even get me started on Superman. How many Supergirls has he gotten killed?
I couldn't even tell you the last time I read a Superman book.
I couldn't even tell you the last time I read a Superman book.
Everything okay?
Yeah. Ironically, I could tell you the last time I read a Superman book.
I'm just saying, Ant-Man gets a lot of flack for one incident that was never supposed to be drawn, according to the writer. In fact, you could see the script where he asked him not to do that, and the artist and the editor at Marvel said, "Nah, we're going to do it." So,
we just like to give you crap.
I know you guys like to give me crap. The character has a lot more history than that. He's the one who actually created Ultron in the comic books. Not Tony Stark.
So, he beats women and makes terrible decisions.
Well, yes. I mean...
God, I hate you guys.
Isn't that a terrible decision?
Oh, it is, but I mean, he makes killer robots.
Okay, in all fairness, Ultron was never created to be a killer robot. Unlike the one they made in the movie, the original Ultron was created as a rehabilitation device to help people
become evil robots.
No, man, it was supposed to help with, like,
is he supposed to get off smack, killer robots?
Oh, rehabilitation in, like, physical therapy. People who lose limbs, people who fought in a war and came back missing things. These are the people you're making fun of right now. This is what he created Ultron.
You are the person I'm making fun of right now.
Ultron was created as a device to help humans in their time of need, and he ended up becoming sentient and decided humans are humans' biggest problem. The rest is...
That story hasn't been told before.
It was the 60s, man! You were the most advanced computer in the 60s. Not that thing right there. Okay?
Yeah.
They were making it up as they were going on.
Well, for the record, there were computers in the 60s. They just weren't public.
Yes, and they weren't that advanced either.
Well, they were more advanced than people give them realize. But, you know, of course, everything the government has that they're experimenting on tends to be a little more advanced than we realize. Pong actually got simultaneously invented. A version of Pong was invented on an oleoscope back in, like, the early 50s.
Really?
But it was the oleoscope, and the whole computer was classified.
Right.
And then, of course, Nolan Bushnell came out with Pong years later.
Right.
Yeah. But that wasn't even actually the first video game he came out with.
Really?
The first one was a game called Space War, which had an asteroid spaceship-looking thing traveling around a gravitating orb. You had two ships.
Oh, you have two ships.
Yeah, but they looked like the ship from Asteroids. And there was a black hole, you know, sucking them in the middle, and they were trying to fire each other. But it was considered way too complicated for people to understand.
Man, I would love to see them try and play video games now.
And it had this weird, fancy, futuristic-looking thing. And I think they even have one of them in the one of the background scenes for Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
But there's only like 500 of them made. Yeah. Wow. Something like that. They had very form-fitting, you know, it's a very cliche 70s looking cases. You know, they're made out of plastic and melamine. But because it was so complicated, he came up with Pong. Who had the entire instructions for Pog were avoid missing ball for high score.
That makes sense. I don't understand, as a society that can play chess, a game like what you just mentioned was considered too complicated?
Well, because it was the first time people were interacting with videos, and so they had multiple controls they had to control.
It's too much.
And this is way a divergent off...
what we were talking about originally.
Ant-Man
comes out this
making
weekend.
Making fun of Jules?
Yeah.
Making fun of Jules. Regardless of how I feel about the character or in how you guys feel about me, the movie itself...
I'm sure it'll make money.
It'll make a ton of money.
It'll make a ton of money. And
everybody and their dog will go and see Ant-Man.
considering the reception Europe is giving the film, I'm sure it's going to make a lot of money.
Why are you interrupting my nap?
You know, there's a lot of bad jokes coming to mind.
I'm sure there are. As we all know,
none of them I want to make on recording.
What I'm saying is Europe usually gets the treatment before we do as far as the Marvel films go, especially. They test it out over there. They see how it does. And then about a week later, we get it. And the amount of critical reviews that are positive coming out right now are at the same level that was coming out when Guardians came out, as far as what I'm hearing from my sources over there.
Well, it definitely seems like a lot more fun.
Yeah.
I think,
and I think that's what they're trying to nail down, is the serious film and the fun film every year.
Ant-Man has an advantage, like we just pointed out. People have no idea who Ant-Man is.
Yeah.
People had no idea who the Guardians were. So people have an idea in their head who Superman or Batman or Thor or the Joker or Harley Quinn are supposed to be. You know, so it's hard to mess with those preconceived notions. And
right, and if you don't know anything about the character, it can be as much fun as you want it to be.
Do stuff like turn Wonder Woman into Goku. Or
we will get to soon enough.
The Joker into Marilyn Manson, I guess.
I could see that.
I can see that.
I mean, we'll stay with Marilyn Manson
like
for now.
A Manson, like a wannabe Marilyn Manson cover art piece or something.
He just looks like he listens to ICP.
We have seen enough variations of Batman and the Joker to make the current Jared Leto version just another version of the Joker that doesn't look half bad.
Well, no, I mean, I'm holding judgment on the movie itself.
I personally think that Jack Nicholson went too much on the jokes, and Heath Ledger's actually went too much on the dark side, not enough.
I think Jack Nicholson went too much on the eyebrows.
Well, no, but seriously, Marilyn Manson did this video where it was like, he did this goth gangster rap video.
That sounds about right.
And that's really what Jared Leto's character looks like, is one of the extras in that video. I mean,
he was an extra. He wasn't even Manson in that video. I guess we could switch topic very quickly.
But, speaking of
movies that are coming out.
Well, no, not movies that are coming out.
I mean, eventually.
Our opinions, and this is the Geeks of the Square Table, episode 94. I'm your host, as always, Lawrence of America. With me today is
Draven,
Adam,
and Jules.
All right. So, yeah, they made me watch the Suicide Squad and the Batman v Superman trailers that came out in Comic-Con. To be honest, I was pretty sure in the Batman vs. Superman movie, for it to be something I would enjoy, most people would have to hate it.
At least he's honest.
I mean, I really enjoyed the Christopher Nolan Batmans.
And
a lot of people like that. But I don't think that kind of Batman...
You named the one thing that you like that other people...
But I don't think that Batman would work well with the Superman that anybody would like.
I'm just glad you finally admit to something we joke about all the time, is you don't like anything anybody else likes.
It's not necessarily true.
Dude, it all started with Blade Runner. What is that, 2 years ago now?
I can't help it. It's a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
It is a bad movie.
But I will agree that... Wow, I can't believe I'm even going to say this. And you know what? We should delete this after I'm done saying this.
Blade Runner was a bad movie.
No, Blade Runner is a great movie, and he's an idiot.
This is the reason now that I do not respect any movie review that Larry says.
I agree with Larry in the fact that... I don't think I'm going to like this film at all. And me saying I'm agreeing with Larry about anything, that hurt a little. I think I died a little inside.
All right, if you can't admit that Blade Runner is a
movie. No, we are not talking about Blade Runner right now. We are talking about the Suicide Squad.
We're talking about
an assassin who kills no one.
And Taylor's not even here.
I know. I know, that's what we can't even properly defend this. doing. Taylor does such a good job of it on, like, the first episode.
The movie, to me, it just puts me to sleep.
We are leaving Blade Runner where it lies. We are leaving Blade Runner where it lies. We are going to talk about Suicide.
I've drank coffee and watched it.
My God.
And it puts me to sleep.
Still going.
Puts me out, right?
Blade Runner is a great film. Suicide Squad looks terrible. That is what I was trying to say.
It doesn't look terrible. It doesn't look like anything at all. If you watch that trailer...
I watched the trailer. I have no idea what's going on.
If you have never read a Suicide Squad comic book, you have no idea what's going on in this trailer. You have no idea what they're going to do in this movie.
It's Will Smith, a hot chick, and an albino. That's all you get out of it.
Yeah. Batfleck. Yeah.
Batfleck didn't even wait
to give you Batfleck. They were like, oh my God, this movie's not going to do well enough. Batfleck. 5 seconds of Batfleck in the trailer is the only reason
anyone... people talking, planning something.
Badly written. Badly scripted.
Then some chick licking a pole.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the entirety of it. That's the entirety of it.
And then Marilyn Manson getting ready to electrocute somebody.
And Killer Croc.
Yeah. Killer Croc did look cool.
Was that supposed to be a crocodile? To me,
Killer Croc's not really a crocodile. Yeah. He's just like a guy with scaly skin, and they just said,
it looks kind of like a bad thing.
Yeah, it did look like a bad thing.
Oh, man. Damn, you just ruined my day. But
I do what I can.
Which, by the way, why is the thing naked in every trailer now? They're not even going to put shorts on the guy. I'm talking about the Fantastic Four trailers. I don't know if anyone's noticed.
They
showing
the things thing?
Yes! they are giving a whole new meaning for Rock Hard Bottom.
We're talking about us not caring about the Suicide Squad. Nobody cares about Fantastic Four.
Oh, there's a movie coming out again?
Dude, it comes out like this month. And nobody cares about that movie.
That happened?
Okay. Yeah, that happened. That happened. And they made the thing naked. He's a naked thing in that movie.
You know,
he's rock hard naked thing. Yeah, rock hard naked thing. I can't even say that. Like
that sounds like the title of an adult movie, right there.
It does. But you watch the trailer, and he's just rocks naked the whole movie, and he's called the Thing. From what the trailer pans out to be, he's gonna be naked the whole film. They don't even try to make shorts work on that guy. You can put pants on the Hulk. But you cannot put pants on the Thing, apparently, anymore. I just said pants on the Thing anymore. I realized what I just said, and even I don't appreciate it. Suicide Squad looks terrible, in my personal opinion.
When I say
it looks terrible, it's not what the characters look like. It's the dialogue.
Really, ignoring all the characters, that plot was so scrambled.
You have no idea what's going on.
I mean...
I don't think they know what's going on in the film anymore. They're like, we'll figure it out when we edit the film.
And it's pretty,
we just shot a bunch of things, and we don't really know what we're doing.
It's a pretty straightforward plot, too.
All you see is some lady going, yeah, I make people do stuff against their will. And then you see a flash of 30 different characters. Then, like, 5 of them turn out to be the same chick. One time she's upside down, naked, hanging off a string. One time, she's licking a pole. I mean, and then at the end of it is the person who I know to be Joker, but if I was a grandma, I would assume would be Marilyn Manson.
I'm gonna do bad things to you.
Looks like he's holding a number cable.
This is the guy. This is our guy. This whole film.
Somewhere there's a 5-year-old that saw that and is having nightmares.
My problem with watching the trailer is it completely confirms the fact that Tom Hardy left the film because of how bad the script was. The trailer's scripting is so bad. You couldn't get some movie guy to talk over this trailer? You couldn't get somebody to shut all these people up?
Hey, they released it at San Diego Comic-Con.
I know.
They're supposing that if you're at San Diego Comic Con, you at least have some familiarity with the concept of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and I agree. Okay.
They do not release this in front of a movie at any theater to attract the general public. Okay, they release this for the fanboys' sake. Okay,
that's a valid point.
A white pasty chick. They know it's Harley. It doesn't matter if they show her upside down licking a pole or whatever. You know it's Harley.
And I understand.
You know, quit your whining.
We'll jump off that. We'll jump off Suicide Squad.
It's a valid point. Fanboys would be able to... But you had to know it was going to end up in the public's hands.
Anything at San Diego Comic-Con ends up in the public's hands almost instantaneously.
It's the biggest movie advertising spot. Or at least it's come to... Mark's still kind of hung up on the fact that Comic-Con should be about comics.
I agree with him.
I understand he has a valid point about that, but let's face it, it's really not anymore.
No, now New York Comic-Con is about
It's a giant Comic-Con. Ad, is what it is. It's
right.
Everybody trying to get out their next product.
Was that paused?
No, I think it fell.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking it maybe tossed something at me, but no. Okay.
But... moving on to the next thing that Warner Brothers really wanted to push at San Diego Comic-Con, because with Marvel Studios not being at San Diego Comic-Con, this was where Warner Brothers could capitalize on everybody wanting to see their films, which was Batman v Superman.
Can I say one other thing about Suicide Squad?
Please.
If they would have just, cut out the audio... and had somebody tell me what was going on after that.
That's just what I said. I feel like I just said that.
You said something very similar. The voiceover guy.
You said the movie guy.
Yeah, I'm saying, if they would have did that, I think they would have done
it.
In
a world where Amanda Waller makes people do bad things.
See, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah, exactly. Bunch of Batman villains.
I think
a bunch of guys you don't even know exist. Quite frankly, neither do their superheroes. In a film where they take out nothing and everybody dies, Will Smith, with Will Smith and that guy from Dallas Buyers Club, who was totally a girl in Dallas Buyers Club. I forgot what this movie was about. Suicide Squad. That's I would have watched that film, actually. I could watch that trailer right now.
Yeah. Even without the movie guy, I think it would have, if they just watched it without the sound, just the little flashes of random stuff would have been
better. You know, you could have had random words with the exposition. No sound. The little beautiful music going on in the background. I could have gotten down with
done the whole thing in slow-mo.
Done the whole thing in slow-mo. And just, I'm sorry, Batfleck, I didn't need it immediately.
That's the other thing.
It felt
is this movie going to come out before or after?
It comes out after Batman versus Superman.
Watching both of those trailers, it seemed like they are part of each other. They're in the same universe.
My problem with Batfleck being in the trailer was it's like a bow out. It's like, we don't think this movie is going to sell itself. People like Batman. We'll put Batman's probably only in 5 minutes of the film, maybe less, and
he'll be in the opening chase.
And that's it. So they already pretty much said this movie cannot sell itself, but Batman can sell anything. Warner Brothers knows one thing: Batman sells, and he sells incredibly well.
That's why the Batman Superman movie is just a Batman movie.
As a Batman movie. Exactly. Batman v Superman is actually a sequel to Man of Steel. Originally was panned out to be a Superman movie with Batman in it. But when you watch this new trailer, it's just Batman and maybe some Justice League. And it's not even like it's a Batman movie with Superman. It's a Batman movie with everybody else.
Well, essentially, the vibe I got from the much more informative...
Yes, and it's a much more informative trailer.
That this was... if knowing it's a sequel to Man of Steel,
which it is,
it's because half the trailer seemed to be scenes from Man of Steel
with Batman there apparently.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all. I think the first half of the movie is just going to be the last half of Man of Steel with Batman.
So it's
that's it.
Batman's version.
It's going to be Batman watching. You can get the. The director's cut with Batman watching everything happening. Just like, huh.
Now, and here's Bruce Wayne, who happens to be under Superman as he blows... But Superman blew up everything.
Yes.
And apparently Wayne Enterprises was one of those things.
I do want the Batman point of view director's cut, where it's just Ben Affleck watching Man of Steel in a suit in the middle of Metropolis. That's the movie I want to see.
It's going to take the facts about the last Superman movie that all the fanboys hated and base the sequel on it.
Yes, apparently
it's Superman killing people.
Yes. All your nerd rage complaints is why Batman hates Superman.
Basically.
Like they've pretty, and that's pretty much how they've written the sequel. It's like, you remember all those things you hate about Man of Steel? Batman hates it too. Batman's your guy. They pretty much pegged it.
Batman goes to avenge the fanboy.
Yes, Batman v Superman looks like Batman saving the fanboys. You can't kill people. That's not your thing.
It's my thing.
Seriously though, that's all that movie looks like. Is Batman's like, oh man, Superman, you're not supposed to kill people. You're gonna ruin everything. I gotta stop you.
And then you have Jesse Eisenberg in the background just going, like,
I'm gonna go bald eventually. I go bald.
And then he makes that.
Well, and there's that weird scene where he's walking and the Dies de Muerta, Day of the Dead festival, and everybody's painted up. Now, of course, I know everybody's painted up in skulls because that's a traditional Mexican celebration. If I wasn't familiar with that, that would just be kind of weird. Why is he walking around all these skeletons? Was he joining a cult or something?
Actually, my issue is, why is Batman in the middle of the desert with, like, desert garb? Like, who has Batman desert garb? Batman. I get that Batman has Batman desert garb.
Batman has Batman desert garb.
It seems so ridiculous. It's probably properly
labeled, too.
Yeah. But even Nolan's Batman didn't have Batman desert garb.
Well, he didn't go to the desert, so.
Yeah, he does. He totally goes to the desert in Dark Knight Rises.
Well, he gets thrown in jail in the desert. He wasn't prepared.
Yeah, that.
Because he got his back broken and thrown into a prison.
So why are there Superman's, like, army soldiers fighting Bat Desert guy?
Did they cut in some Fallout gameplay footage in the middle of that? I mean.
Actually, if you watch the movie, you get the DLC Superman soldier skin for your new Fallout game. Yes.
I mean, there's the weird helmet soldiers with the gas mask.
And they're like, yeah, Superman, we got guns. We kill. Because Superman kills. You can do it now. You know what? Superman's worshippers can kill people because Superman kills now. Yeah, good job, Warner Brothers. You started that. You are going with it, too. Good for you for at least acknowledging it. And just Batfleck. Why is Batman so fat? I don't know why Batfleck is so big.
Money,
but like, you see him without the suit,
people,
and he looks so small. He is money, so bulky.
Money makes people fat.
Even the bat signal is fat.
Surgeries and drugs make people skinny.
Has anyone noticed how fat the bat symbol is on his chest? It's so big and bulky. Did Frank Miller draw this suit?
It's what it's based off of. Warner Brothers is still under the impression that The Dark Knight Returns and The Death of Superman are the only two stories that matter because they sold a buttload back in the 90s.
Seriously, because Doomsday is supposed to be like in this movie, sort of?
Well, they've been trying to make a Death of Superman movie.
Is DC Comics still under that impression?
Yes, that's the only thing that I know has ever sold that well. I just know that Batman looks like John Romita Jr. drew him in this movie. He's got the big sausage.
He is based off of The Dark Knight.
Yeah. I don't. Oh, what's up, man? I just.
But yeah, Doomsday's supposed to be in the movie. They've been trying to make a Death of Superman movie forever.
And why does this whole movie look like it's shot in the middle of the night? Even in the desert, it looks like it's in the middle of the night.
Because all the DC movies are super dark, super serious.
Seriously, I didn't realize we're going to be watching Batman 300.
Well, because here's the thing.
This is Gotham!
That made money.
That did make money. That made a lot of money.
They want, like, well, okay, they want dark and serious. Let's put all the characters dark and serious.
But come on, man. Really?
No, I'm sorry. Right now, if they were to make a Barney movie, it would be a Barney that ate people.
Oh, God.
But then you have, like, Guardians of the Galaxy making $1 billion.
And it was hilarious. It wasn't dark.
And now, so now they're trying to make the hilarious movie, which is the Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad's not funny?
It's not funny.
It does not.
You know, I would go see that movie if it was funny.
It's super dark, and from what the trailer looks like they're beating people to death with their hands.
I mean, sure, it has Harley and Joker in it, but their idea of a joke is, you know,
torturing
someone's intestines in front of
them. Okay, maybe I still won't go see it. I was sold on the funny idea. Now, if DC did that, the one serious and one funny film every year, I would. My money's gone.
I would think the Shazam movie would be their attempt at a funny movie.
Well, yeah, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, you don't have
it's got to be hilarious.
Yeah, you don't have a rock in it without a few
Longest Yard, Gridiron Gang, all those other really bad Disney films he did. Escape to Witch Mountain for like the unteen time. The Tooth Fairy. Fast and the Furious. All those are hilarious. It will be a funny film, I hope.
Was The Rock in Fast and Furious?
Yeah. He's in like 4 through 9.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
He's even in the ones that aren't made yet.
They're contracted to do like 10 billion of those.
Yeah.
With CG Paul Walker for the rest of it.
Yeah, the Too Fast,
Death
the
is
Too
no
Furious.
Death is no excuse to not be in this movie.
Paul, with titles
CG Paul
like
Walker.
That.
Death is no excuse.
When you have so many gimmick titles like that, you think, really, do you have a plot? You know, Fast Five, stuff like that. It's like those books you see. Where it's like the author will do A is for this and B is for that and C is for that, you know, because they're putting out so many books. And I was like, really?
I mean,
can
that's how I feel about
that good?
How ridiculously wordy is Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice?
Oh, that's a terrible title.
It's a terrible title.
Well, it's not Batman v Superman. It's Batman versus.
No, it's Batman v.
Oh, is it?
They dropped the S.
It's Batman v
Superman:
Dawn
of
Justice.
Well, I guess that's better than Batman versus Superman: Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, they thought the
barely.
Yeah, they thought they could use a little more brevity in the title, so they dropped the S because that made sense.
Yeah,
I mean they almost did. Man of Steel, Superman v Dark Knight Returns, Batman. Dawn
why
of Justice.
Don't we do
Wonder
the
Woman
Justice
is
League.
Goku.
why don't
Justice League is totally in this movie,
we
by the way.
Go a step further.
And it's connected to the Suicide Squad movie. We're the new Marvel.
Superman, we just go BS the DOJ.
There's a lot of reasons we didn't go. That was a very short meeting. There's a reason we went with Batman v Superman and Doubletree. We didn't need all the excess. We didn't need it. We stopped it there. We said, I think we're good.
Okay.
I think we're good. But at the same time, they're like, you know who else we can cram in this movie? The Flash. Who else we cram in this movie?
Yeah. Flash is in it. Wonder
Woman's
in it. Aquaman's in it.
I saw Wonder Woman.
Aquaman's supposed to be in it.
One point, it looks like she shot a fireball that blew up, and then the next second, she's swinging a sword and shield.
Didn't you know... Toei and Funimation made a deal with Warner Brothers. Wonder Woman is in the new Dragon Ball Z series. She's Goku's new wife. Or child. I don't know how that Dragon Ball Z works
anymore. I don't know
which... Goku has a billion kids.
Which seems weirder, the shooting the fireball thing, or her standing in the middle of a gunfight. Swinging a sword and shield.
Well, she's always stood in the
middle of a gunfight. She's always stood in the middle of a gunfight.
With sword and shield.
Right. But if you're leading an army with machine guns and gas masks in a post-apocalyptic future, apparently.
when did that happen? When did everyone lose their minds to Man of Steel? I was like, oh my god!
To be fair,
he killed
Zod. To be fair, an alien race did annihilate a giant metropolis.
And if Metropolis was really that big, you could downsize it a little bit. I bet
that is a fairly traumatic event that could,
specifically because the guy who's supposedly saving everything saved nobody in that film. Not a soul was saved in that movie. At least the Avengers. Like, five of them are getting people out, and the other two are trying to win.
Well, that was a direct kick to the nuts to Man of Steel, though. When they had, and then Avengers 2, when they were just
saving
everybody.
People?
That was just a direct, hey, our heroes save people.
Superman just throws this guy in the building and kills thousands of people for no reason.
And this really definitely seems pretty bad that Marvel's like, we don't even have to show up at this Comic-Con. We're not worried. Like, we're done with the advertising portion of our business.
Yeah, in all fairness, I haven't seen a whiff of a trailer for Captain America Civil War. And I think I'm more excited for that film than I've ever been for another movie. Because it's Avengers 2.5. I want to see that movie. I do. But yeah, you're right. They didn't even have to show up. They have mic dropped on Warner Brothers so hard that all we've done is tear these two trailers to shreds. And we could probably say, yeah, you know what? I think I will see Cap 3.
Hey, nobody's going to be talking about these next week.
No, because we're going to be talking about Ant-Man.
All Ant-Man.
It's going to be all Ant-Man. A character that nobody knows except for me. And like four other people. Like four other people know who that guy is. Like me and four Marvel editors know exactly who that guy is. Oh, and Nick Spencer. Nick Spencer totally knows who that guy is because he's writing him now. And that's it. It's about like me and six people on this earth.
Gotta get that trade out before the movie comes out.
Oh, they dropped it. And the annual. They got the annual and the trade week before the movie drops. So everyone's like, oh, I can go purchase this now.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems a little weird, but... When they alter the shipping schedules to coincide with movies. They did that with The Walking Dead here recently.
Yeah.
They put out a couple issues, like 2 weeks apart, so they can do their big People Gonna Die issue and release it the day before Comic-Con so that everybody who paid the extra whatever could get an alternate cover version or whatever.
I mean,
Comic-Con.
It's sad to say, I think I'm more excited about the Bloodshot movie that I don't know anything about in 2017 than I am for these two movies we've been talking trash on. Which Bloodshot, 2017. And I think Harbinger is supposed to be 20...
I don't even know.
18? 19? Sony's doing it, so they'll probably get like 5 billion remakes before Marvel starts making them for some reason, even though it's a value franchise.
Sony should just stop making superhero movies.
At least Bloodshot's enough of not of a superhero.
That's just a straight up action movie. But
yeah. With a little bit of sci-fi.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to tie in with the Harbinger movies. It's supposed to be like two Bloodshots, two Harbingers, and a
Harbinger Wars.
If done right, it could be cool. And I think Archer and Armstrong are supposed to get a series. And then Ivar Timewalker, which they really shouldn't even try to make that a series. I can just watch Doctor Who. And continue to read.
But Doctor Who doesn't have a gun.
No. Or kill people. Or break all the rules all the time.
Well,
Ivar runs into himself all the time.
The Doctor runs into himself all the time.
Yeah, but he tries to avoid himself more. The Doctor has way more rules than Ivar does, which is why Ivar is a little more fun to read sometimes. But it's only if you're a Doctor Who fan that he's even that much fun. Kinda. He isn't tied down to the TARDIS. He doesn't really care about his companion. And his brothers are hilarious.
Does the Doctor really care about his companion?
Not really. I mean, kinda. He cares about Rose.
The new relaunch Doctor, yeah, cares about Rose, but they all were just kind of like...
Yeah.
Those were kind of like substitutes.
Yeah, but Ivar's companion is a little more important than all of the companions that the Doctor's had, in that she is going to invent time travel. And that's why Ivar hangs out with her, because she's eventually going to invent time travel, and he's showing her all the terrible, awful things that's going to happen because she does that. Which is kind of messed up. And then his two brothers are awesome. The last two issues of Ivar have been the best thing I've read. Because of his two brothers. Which are also two immortals who are the worst people. I don't know. I enjoy what Valiant's been doing.
They definitely have been going out there to try and get more stuff out there, get more people reading them.
Well, you could tell they're gearing for movies.
They're trying, yeah.
They're trying. You could tell, like, all of the Valiant comic books since 2012 could easily step into the movie and change nothing. They've made it way more accessible for new readers, for people who aren't even as big into comic books. They do a really good job of not oversaturating their universe. There's not so many tie-ins. There's not an event every summer.
Yeah, I don't know. You have Book of Death on the stand, and then you also have Dead Drop on the stand.
But Book of Death is only about where they're going to die eventually, I found out. It's not even directly tying into what's going on in their books now. Book of Death takes place in the far future.
Which you could read every Valiant book that comes out and read, what, 10 books a month, something like that.
The cool thing about the Valiant line is it has its own timeline, and you could read all of the books because they'll mention other things, but you could effectively just read one series and not have to read everything else. You could read Ninjak and never read Unity, even though Ninjak is in Unity and Divinity, but you don't have to read both to know what's going on with just Ninjak, per se. It's nice to read both. It's written by the same guy, might as well, but you could read Rye and not have to read any of them, because Rye is so far in the future, it doesn't even matter. And the art's pretty cool. But they're going to get a treatment, and I think I care more about that now than I do whatever the hell Warner Brothers is trying to force-feed me.
So, what did you think about Powers? Have you had a chance to watch it?
I have, actually. I finally got around to watching Powers because I do not have a PlayStation.
But it, so it, I had to wait. Came out on Blu-ray or whatever.
Yeah, I had to wait until it actually hit.
I think we'll see more of that.
Well, I know they've been renewed for a second season. I don't know how much longer they'll be on the PlayStation Network, honestly. It's gotten a lot more success at a DVD sales than it did on the PlayStation Network.
Well, right, not necessarily the stuff like on the PlayStation Network, but just stuff coming out to those exclusive type networks. You know, you're seeing more and more Netflix exclusive or this exclusive.
I think,
and then them marketing towards, well, okay, sure, you watch the bootlegs, but buy the high-res Blu-ray copy, you know, with all the bonus features and stuff like that. Intending for DVD downloads or DVDs or...
Well, I think Powers is a good step in a right direction for indie comic books. Or Valiant getting the movies picked up is a good step for a lot of the stories we really like beyond the big tier. There's a lot more story to be told in various titles on Image, in on Dark Horse.
There's a lot more to the world than just Avengers and Justice League.
Exactly. Like, well, right. Any BKV book could be a wonderful series on Netflix, HBO.
Yeah, there's other...
Where's my HBO Saga TV show?
Exactly. Or even Why. Why would be...
On the subject of Valiant, can I just mention something and hope that they hear this? That the marketing person that decided that the Book of Death, Legend of the Geomancer, number one, should be a 1 in 25 variant comic... That person should die in fire.
That's a good way to say that. You know, that is a good way to say that.
I don't care if so far I've had three customers that want that book. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to order 75 books.
No.
So that I can get three copies of a book.
That's ridiculous.
That's totally ridiculous. They say, but you can fully return them, but I still have to...
I have to pay
the postage and the shipping on those books. Then I have to pay the shipping on the return of the covers or the books. I'm not going to come out ahead because it's going to a customer who's a whole box customer. So I'm not going to gouge them for the price on that book. So how are they supposed to get that book?
They can't.
You know, I was actually going to read Book of Death, but I'm so pissed off at it now, I don't really even want to read it. You know, and heck, if the comic store owner won't read it and pimp it out, you know, that's saying something.
That is saying something
about your book, you know. You know. Anyway, hopefully, someone in Valiant marketing heard that, and they're flogging the person publicly now that decided on that.
I can send a message to their marketing person. I follow their marketing person.
They called to explain that we could get it fully returnable if we bought X number of copies. And of course, you're talking about buying. Even just to get one copy of that book, buying 25 copies of a book that we wouldn't plan on selling 10 of.
I hope you have some more.
We took our most dedicated Valiant reader and go, hey, this is the bare minimum we'd have to sell for this book, you know, Legend of the Geomancer, to make it worth ordering. Would you pay this much for this book if we only got the one? And he said no. And so that was like, well, then, you know, if we can't, it just wasn't worth the order.
That's not.
Because even if we do, like Mar was saying, get all our money back on the initial purchase, the time and going through all that.
It's not worth it at that point.
No single comic book is worth cost. Yeah.
All that work.
Yeah. So. Now, and there is something, while I'm ranting about customer service. So I had, like, one of the rudest experiences at a MAPCO gas station.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, where it involved, because their pay at the pump or whatever wasn't working, so I went to pay at the pump, and I was pumping gas for my fiance. I personally always go inside, but so they wouldn't take her loyalty card, and it's like 3 cents off. So I go inside, I'm like, hey, I won't take your loyalty card. So it's okay, we can scan that, but you have to pay in here. So I'm like, okay. I'll go back, well, how much gas you want? I don't know, I just fill up. Okay, so how much does it take to fill up? I don't know. All right, so we'll get a certain amount. So I'll go there, okay, we're going to take this kind of amount. This amount, here's your card, here's your credit card, here's the loyalty card. Okay, what kind of gas? I don't know what kind of gas she wants to put in there. So I have to go back and make a third trip. She's like, what's the matter? I put the card in, I hit the button. What difference does it make? Now I'm like, I don't know. I was like, well, she's like, let's just go. And I'm like, okay, fine. So now I put the gas cap on, close it, and I start walking in the store. The guy, now of course, this running back and forwards, it's been like 5-10 minutes.
Right.
And this is like 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Now, at the BP in front of the Kroger on Gallatin Road and Briley Parkway, 1516 Gallatin Road, if you must know. And the guy comes out, and he's like, y'all gonna get gas or y'all coming back in? I was like, and I'm walking towards the door, I'm like, no, I think we're just gonna leave. And he's like, thanks for beep and telling me. And waves his hand and walks out. So I was super pissed.
Jeez.
Yeah. So they had a 1-800 number on the gas pump. I sit there and I did actually call that. And
that's all I need?
Well, that incident really pissed me off. The fact that I did actually get a call back from the district manager, I have to give him props for that.
That's pretty cool. I didn't even know MAPCO's had a district manager. I just found out there's a far greater network in MAPCO.
Well, MAPCO is even based in Brentwood.
Is it really?
Yeah.
MAPCO's local?
MAPCO is local.
My mind is absolutely blown right now. I had no idea.
If you pull out your MAPCO card, if you have one.
I don't have one.
Let's see.
I use Speedway. Because the one by my house
they are
is
based
cheap.
In Brentwood, it Tennessee.
Is. It's so cheap. And it has all the snacks.
It does have all the snacks.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do something I never do. Bring back something we used to do is bring up a topic because Ant-Man is coming out, and we all know that was Jules' first and favorite superhero. I'm curious to find out what everyone else's was. Your first. The first one you legitimately followed. You cared enough about. Before, we all cared about writers and artists and what books they went to. We all know your first innocent comic book reading started with one character. I'm curious to find out what everyone else at the tables was. Larry, you don't per se count, because I know you don't really read superhero comic books. I'm a little curious if you have one. I'm going to start with Adam, and I'm going to let you figure that out.
Okay. I very clearly have an early superhero experience, but.
Okay. Adam?
Mine was Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner. My dad, one day, for some reason, decided, hey, I'm going to pick this up, and just brought it home, and I read it, and I liked it, and so he just kept getting me more.
That's awesome. That was my second superhero, actually. I got an issue of Avengers and Kyle Rayner's first appearance.
Yeah, he was like, this has something to do with space. He likes space.
Kyle Rayner, may you rest in peace.
He's not dead.
He's not dead, but they have killed that character. I mean, he doesn't have his own book again.
Actually, the Omega Men, though, the book that he's in now. He's in Omega Men.
Okay.
It's not a bad book.
Really? Who's writing it?
Tom King, the guy who writes Grayson.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting.
It's actually not a bad book.
Draven?
I think it might have been Catwoman, because my granddad would read Catwoman to me as a bedtime story.
Interesting.
Bart.
Bart?
Yeah.
No, Bart did like Catwoman a lot.
Yeah. So I think it was that, even though I didn't really pick up comics until I was a lot older.
It was a special. It was an
annual, I believe. Well, okay, so the first superhero, like when I was little, like one of the shows I was allowed to watch Saturday mornings was Adam West Batman. Other than that, you know, my only real comics I would get into would be the Sunday Funnies.
Okay.
So, fair. You know,
at Ziggy that time, does not count, yeah, by the way.
There's not a lot of superheroes, really. Other than that, you know, then there was the Spawn animated series.
Yep.
You know, I watched all that through.
Ooh, Spawn. What, you know, a time of comic books.
You know, there's the 90s X-Men cartoon. Which I enjoyed awesome. That. And I tried to get into comics then.
That was a weird time to get into comic books as far as
and, well,
how different everything had become.
You know, and I went, one of the big problem with the X-Men is I went into a comic book store and I'm like, I like this show. How can I read this comic? Where do I start with the X-Men? And they told me 20 years ago.
Yeah.
That was their literal answer. That's, you start 20 years ago. So I turned around and walked out of a comic book store, never to walk back in.
My biggest hope with all new, all different Marvel is that, my God, somebody put a starting point for new readers in, because it's near. And you know what? I can't argue. Astonishing X-Men, written by Joss Whedon, is a pretty okay say, starting point.
Yeah. I am a comic book fan, and I read the Green Lantern series, which is a very convoluted.
This is
at
extremely
this point.
Convoluted, especially
and
now.
I stay away from the X-Men because I don't want to deal with that crap. It is.
I'm an X-Men reader. I've read everything from the beginning. I don't know what to tell people. I don't know what to tell myself half the time. Every time the X-Men is reset to number one, I ask myself, do I want to stay on this road of pain? Because I don't know who's going to die, whose future child is going to get introduced. But you know what? It's a fun ride, but not very many people can ride that ride. Not very many people can get on from the very back.
Why didn't he bring me Starbucks?
I gotta remember that Larry would like me to bring him Starbucks, and I forget every Wednesday.
I like you
Wednesday.
To bring me Starbucks.
Adam, do you want Starbucks next
no,
Wednesday?
I want a Venti Caramel like Frappuccino, no whipped cream, extra drizzle.
Extra drizzle? What's drizzle?
It's like the
it's
caramel
syrup.
That's a thing?
Yes.
Why do we call it drizzle?
Because it's
that's
Starbucks.
What it's called. It's their language, not mine.
Isn't that like Master Shake's like superhero name, the drizzle?
Yes, actually, I think it was.
Right?
One of them. There were like one three of them.
That's coming to an end, by the way, which is very sad. In fact, I actually didn't know the series was still airing recently.
It's news to
it's so sad. It's ending. I can't believe it. I forgot it was on these past 5 years. Why are the ratings down? But the first real comic I followed, they did a series of comics in Nintendo Power.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Captain
Link.
Ed? Or the Link Adventures, okay.
Yeah, Adventures of Link, that would be... I
which
guess,
is getting
I
the
mean,
Netflix treatment. Next year?
Yeah.
Is that next year?
Or no, it's not. It's not getting it at all.
Oh, they dropped
they
it?
They dropped it.
Dang.
Probably a good call.
It's probably a good call.
Well,
it could have been good, it could have been terrible.
Nintendo
been
is
terrible.
Pretty notoriously hard to work with as far as
well,
creative controls.
They had one bad experience, which granted...
It was a really,
a
bad,
really bad experience. But it ruined the whole thing for them, and they won't. They won't.
What are you referring to? The
Super Mario Brothers movie.
Well,
they hated that movie so much that they have literally stayed out of the industry because of it. They could make billions. All of the movies could be terrible, and they would still make money. But they hated that movie so much that
and
they
you know,
have stayed away.
Yeah, that is. Well, they don't follow. They kind of mix and match things in there.
That movie is not good. It's not good.
But it's so
and it's
bad
got two good actors in the main roles. Like, I love Bob Hoskins, and I love John Leguizamo, but that is not a movie I recommend to anybody. I don't even begin to talk good things about that movie.
No, that is your classic bad movie. It's so bad, you enjoy it and laugh at it.
I don't even think I do that anymore. I think there was a time where them trying to force feed you Yoshi out of nowhere is so bad. It's just no. There's so much no about that movie. And it attempts to be like a Terry Gilliam film, too, for some reason. All of a sudden, it's Super Mario Brothers in Brazil. And I don't know what they were thinking with that. Yeah, let's just make this extremely cyber steampunky. And that's how they're going to jump, too. We're going to make them have cyber steampunky feet shoe things that let them super jump. And of all the Nintendo franchises to make a movie on, Super Mario Brothers?
Well,
it's
that
the
makes
most popular.
That makes
it's
sense.
The most popular. So, but it's about a plumber jumping on turtles, turning into a raccoon and flying.
I'm just saying Mario is the poster boy for Nintendo. So,
but there's
it makes sense that the poster boy would be the first movie made. But
they did so well with the cartoon.
Yes.
And the Saturday morning show.
That cartoon was garbage, too.
What? The Super Mario Brothers cartoon?
Yeah.
I love that.
They were pretty cheesy, yes.
Yeah.
But the Link one.
Oh, the Link one was rough.
That was really
rough.
Excuse me, Francis.
You are not going to tell me suave talking Link. First off, Link talking was already the worst part of the show.
But what I'm saying is that
the
was the hat I could
there was
do.
The show is all about him impressing the king to marry Zelda. Ganondorf is legitimately a pig. It's not even somebody who turns into a pig. He is actually the king of pigs.
I mean, it was one of the cartoons one of the first ones I really saw that had an ongoing story from one episode to the next where it actually mattered.
Gummy Bears is a more action oriented cartoon than the Legend of Zelda cartoon.
I'm talking about story.
And I'm talking about the story. Have you watched Gummy Bears? That show was awesome. It's epic. There is more magical intrigue and action in the Gummy Bears cartoon.
I did actually watch the Gummy Bears cartoon.
And it was awesome.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. All they do is bounce. But, you know, they fight like mythical creatures on Third Earth. I don't know why that cartoon was more epic than the Legend of Zelda cartoon. Dude, it was like watching Archie with the sword. What the Legend of Zelda cartoon was about. It was Archie with swords and pig people. I mean, you can't even get past the pilot now. I'm sure as a child it was easy to watch because I watched it. But as an adult watching it now, watching him fight blue pigs, trying to woo Legend of Zelda.
I mean, it's not going to be the same. But as a child, I loved that cartoon. I looked forward to it every Friday.
Did you watch, you know, As the World Turns and General Hospital as well? Because it has just as much plot, if not more. I'm serious about Gummy Bears, though. If anyone has rewatched Gummy Bears, it is worth watching as an adult. So much happened in that cartoon. It's ridiculous. And there is more action in Gummy Bears. A Disney cartoon had more action than Legend of Zelda's cartoon, the original. I kept thinking something different was going to happen, and it never did. It was
it's your basic sitcom setup.
Yes, and exactly. Legend of Zelda's cartoon was a sitcom.
Right.
I think there was a laugh track, actually.
I don't remember,
but they paused for the jokes. I do remember that.
It was basically a sitcom.
And you know what? Watching that cartoon gave me all the reasons why Link never actually talked. Because because if Link started talking, we would hate him because he's just an idiot and just wants to woo Zelda, apparently. I don't know why. And I think it is the Archie voice actor. And I kept waiting for the musical number to pop up.
I never watched Archie.
The Legend of Zelda cartoon gave me all the reasons why Link should never talk. That's all I know.
We
Like, I
were you even alive when that came out?
No, I just watched the reruns, and it was terrible. Dude, gummy bears. Gummy bears had more going on than the Legend of Zelda cartoon. At least the Mario Brothers cartoon had action. Them turning into the frog guys every episode and stepping on something, that is action. Not him talking blue pigs out of attacking the castle so he can go on this date.
They're moblins. I'll come back and check.
You can't say moblins without smiling and laughing a little bit. Because that's like the most cheery thing you can say. Well, moblins.
See.
Defend moblins. Defend moblins without laughing.
You know, you try to say the Super Mario Brothers lines is so much better, but they didn't have any connectivity. They were just random, like, Tom and Jerry ripoffs, pretty much.
And you know what? I could handle that in the Legend of Zelda cartoon. Fraggle Rock is a more captivating...
as epic.
Oh, yeah. Fraggle Rock is epic.
That is
Rock
probably
had, like,
one of my
political
favorite
subplot
all-time
shows.
That's a show.
It is. There is political subplot in almost every episode of Fraggle Rock. With, Doozers? Right,
well, yeah, the Doozers.
Yes, there's always fighting for Doozer rights in Fraggle Rock. I mean, there is legitimate political subplot to Fraggle Rock, and there is no political subplot to Legend of Zelda.
Never said there was.
We're talking about a video game franchise that is based on political subplot in an uprising where the princess is taken and held captive. And then you don't even get to that. You give me moblins. You give me moblins. And you give
okay.
me... I gotta kill all the moblins to go on this David Zelda
here,
later.
Here's one thing you actually have wrong.
Thank you, sir.
When Legend of Zelda came out, the cartoon came out,
I'm doing just fine.
It's based off the original 8-bit Nintendo Legend of Zelda.
And you know what?
There's
that game
no
has
plot
more
to that.
No, there's not. He's just going out and doing things.
Yeah,
but
the
original
whole,
Legend
the
of
whole
Zelda
princess
was in
kidnapping thing, that didn't happen, the political uprising, that was all the Super
what is
I get that, but in the Legend of Zelda video game, he's not trying to impress the king to go on a date to take her to the mystical forest to hang out. I think there's cars in that cartoon, too. I don't know what was going on with that cartoon, but it's the most... honestly, it was watching Link hang out in the
Breakfast
Club.
Answer me this question. Why is there a monkey in the back of the Mach 5?
Why do you gotta talk smack about the Mach 5, okay? Why
you want to talk about watching a cartoon as an adult? The worst thing you can do.
Don't
you?
Don't you talk that
much?
Don't you talk smack about
the Speed Racer kids? The only
there's
thing
nothing wrong with Chim Chim. Okay, there's nothing wrong.
The
with
only
Chim-Chim.
Thing worse than watching the Speed Racer live action movie.
We're not bringing up. No. We leave that movie where it lies. We leave that movie where it lies. How dare you bring up the live action movie?
I'm sorry.
I have no problem when you trash talking my wonderful cartoon, but how dare you bring up the awful film? We can talk about Super Mario Brothers because it's a movie. You can't bring up 3 hours of special effects in the car. 3 hours of The Matrix and NASCAR. That's all that movie is. It's NASCAR Matrix.
It would have been just as good as the Bullet Hot
Time
Driving cartoon show being made into
you know I really
movie.
Thought it would have been better called the Mario Kart movie.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand Bullet Time NASCAR. I didn't understand Bullet Time NASCAR. That movie is terrible. That movie's so bad. I can't watch. I can't even know it. When I'm thinking of the movie, I'm picturing something else because of how much I loathe that film. I'm literally just imagining Keanu Reeves in a NASCAR driving to the left. I can't even picture what that film looks like anymore. I can remember how good Gummy Bears was.
God damn it, Jules.
It was so good.
I love Gummy Bears.
No one gives a shit.
Gummy Bears?
No one gives a shit about Gummy Bears.
Everybody
Jules.
Cares about
no
Gummy
one
Bears.
Gets
Gummy Bears was an awesome cartoon. They bounced.
I like to eat them.
No one gives a shit.
I don't care about the TV show.
Gummy Bears was about a bunch of woodland animals that would go see magical stuff out of drinking magic liquid that got them really high.
Who doesn't want to watch that? Who doesn't want to watch that?
It's just like the Smurfs are about a man who's hunting magic mushrooms in the woods and gets mad because he sees blue people eating the magic mushrooms.
You just made my point. The Smurfs was more interesting than the Legend of Zelda cartoon.
That's true.
Seriously, it was. The Smurfs was actually a very interesting cartoon because where the hell do they all come from? Smurf that was created by Gargamel. Smurf it. Oh yeah, that there's that psychological. The cat doesn't do anything. Gargamel is just tripping bowls the entire series.
I
mean, that's a good point. This is a very valid point. That's what the movie franchise was trying to do, was trying to explain that Gargamel was just nuts. Didn't do it though. They actually just went with Neil Patrick Harris and made the Smurfs real. And Katy Perry. They went with Katy Perry. Katy Perry is in that movie franchise. No, she's Smurfette. You don't even see Katy Perry. You just hear Katy Perry.
That's dumb.
Be Smurfette.
Dumb.
It's not.
It's
completely terrible. It's more interesting than Legend of Zelda cartoon. Things happen.
It's more interesting than Gummy Bears.
Nobody's trying to get a date and kill
well,
moblins.
You know,
well, I thought everyone was trying to bone Smurfette
if
the whole time.
The one saving grace I can say about the
Legend
of
Zelda
cartoon is that I never saw Link beat on the princess.
Oh, we went there today. We bought the ticket and took the ride. That is,
well, why would you not take the ride if you paid for the ticket, Jules?
Because you know what? Sometimes it's just the line that you want to
see. The line after you've bought the ticket?
I don't know.
I think the one thing we've proven in this podcast, if there's a line, we'll definitely just go
right over
that.
Yeah, we like to cross this line way too often.
Oh, things to serious note. I mean, I probably won't be one of the first people to rush out to see Ant-Man, but it does...
It does look
like more fun than... Asian
Ultron,
yeah.
Which you still haven't seen?
Wow.
You're just never going to see that movie, are you?
Not now. At this point, it's like, eh.
Will you go see it if it goes to the $2 theater? In that part of town?
That part of town? You know, the $2 theater in between the gun stores and the liquor shop?
And there's a Foot Locker there, too. I only furthered my point. I just wanted to make it known. Yes, if you say liquor store and Foot Locker.
Liquor store, Foot Locker, gun shop, hot chicken store across the street.
Well, yeah. We're going too far now. Let's backtrack a little bit. Foot Locker is always in a bad area.
It's because malls are dead.
And big people buy their shoes at Off-Broadway or online. Not at Foot Locker. Not a footlocker. No one's going to spend $500 for a pair of shoes that have Michael Jordan's name. But they do. But they do. They do. Do you have any idea how much Air Jordan's actually cost?
No, I'm just... The fact that you said no one's going to do it, and then you
but
said,
everybody
but, they
does,
do.
But they do.
It doesn't...
There's a lot of things I don't think people should or want to do, but they end up doing it. Spending money on really bad movies is one of them. And bad movies just keep happening all the time, which only furthers my point. Is I think nobody would go see a bad movie, but they do. I think no one would honestly pay money to see another Air Bud movie, but there's been 15.
There's been 15?
There's been 15.
How many of those hit theaters, though?
I think 10 of them.
Really?
I think the rest are just on VHS.
What about all those
DVD.
Beethoven movies, too? Whatever.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Beethoven. They only did 3.
No,
there's
nothing wrong with Air Bud. It's just when they...
There's only 3.
No,
there's only
not.
3 Indiana Jones movies. Weezer only made 2 albums. And they only made 3 Beethoven films.
Weezer made 4 albums.
Weezer made 2 albums. And
Green's
then they quit it.
Not bad.
No. Weezer made 2 albums. They broke up. And then a bunch of guys decided to start the band again.
Maladroit has a song or two.
Exactly. They released 2 albums and an EP. That's it. Or a single. And then they quit being a band.
Green Album.
They quit being a band after Pinkerton, and that's it. Weezer has not been a band since 1995. That's it.
Six.
Two albums. And there's only three Indiana Jones films.
That's
there's
true.
Only three Star Wars films. There's only three Star Wars
films.
They're making a fourth Star Wars film. They've only made three.
Up it's
until
okay,
now.
Paul.
They've only well, made
let's
three.
Let's get back to Murder, She Wrote.
Oh.
You want to yell at some kids for getting on your lawn now?
Go beat your wife some more.
Why is Old Man Jules still a thing?
Because you just became Old Man Jules.
No, man. I can be young.
Making the good music after 1996. Yeah. I've heard old people say that exact same line, only reverse the 9 and 6. Yeah. My stepmother says that all the time. They didn't make any good music after 1969. Yeah,
they did, though. But Weezer did it.
Weezer did.
Weezer has not made good music since their second album. I stand by that.
You're wrong.
I'm not. In my personal opinion.
Third album was passable.
Passable? Passable?
It's got them riffs sometimes.
Suicide Squad's trailer's passable.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I couldn't even make that joke and stand by it. I'm not looking forward to that. I had high hopes for Warner Brothers. Actually, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
But having no hopes at all is a little bit more than having high hopes. And they did not meet expectations.
Well,
which were none. They didn't meet my zero expectations.
Well, at this point, I
don't even know how that
lower,
works.
I have less than zero expectations for these movies, so I have
I will see them 2 years after they come out on Netflix. That is what I will do.
Odds are, I probably won't be.
Yeah, they'll probably be on the Hulu. Not even. Yeah. They'll be on like Stream Picks.
But you won't be disappointed.
No, I won't because I won't have to pay for the movie. I will not spend $20 to see Batfleck. And I like Ben Affleck. I'm like one of the handful of people who actually like Ben Affleck. I just big John Romita Jr. drawn Batman does not appeal to me.
Don't like the fat bat symbol?
I don't like the fat bat symbol. Why is it so big?
Because it's fat.
Yeah, why is he like,
can't call it the
my
fat
problem
bat
is
symbol.
Okay, they make Batman look extremely buff, right?
Yeah, fat man's straight.
But then they show you what Ben Affleck looks like as Bruce Wayne and he's like three times smaller. Why is he so much smaller than he is in the bat suit?
Have you ever seen anybody put on a bulletproof vest?
Yes, but they don't look that fat. He literally looks like he's drawn by John Romita Jr. He looks like he has giant. He looks like he can't scratch his own face.
Vest on.
He looks like he can't scratch his own face.
Keep in mind that the scene that it shows him. It's pretty much as the Superman event happens.
But that's not even the suit I'm talking about.
Becoming Batman and wearing that suit later on, it's an evolution. He has two different suits in the trailer. It looks like he has an evolution of suits.
He has three suits in the trailer.
Well,
you have Desert Batman,
but I'm saying
regular Batman.
His suit is evolving the longer he's Batman.
And that's
does he have the action Transformer Batman suit?
Oh, Bat Chappie? No, he's not wearing Bat Chappie yet. That's going to be the next movie.
I mean, is it available
Bat Chappie is
toys?
Coming, though. What?
Is it available in toys?
It'll probably. Okay. But the toy sales aren't going to do well, so they're just going to cancel the movie. It's Warner Brothers, yeah. Guys. If toy sales don't go through the roof, they will cancel that project. Ask every DC cartoon ever. They will agree with me. They will get canned.
That's what happened to Green Lantern.
Happened to Green Lantern.
Yeah. Okay.
Happened to Justice League Unlimited. Happened to Batman Beyond. Happened to Batman the Animated Series.
Justice League was around for a while, though.
It was, but it got canned at the end because of toy sales.
Yeah.
So did Batman the Animated Series, which everyone
well,
considers
most,
to be one of the best
most
animated series.
Most kid shows, you're lucky if it lasts past three seasons.
This is true. The fact that we got four for Batman the Animated Series is mind-blowing, but it still got canceled because of toy sales. In fact, they made Bruce Timm retool the animated style to make it easier to make toys. You know, if anyone's aware of the fact that the fourth season looks so different.
Yeah.
And so much more stylized because it's easier to make action figures based on a more stylized look as opposed to the more realistic look that it provided in the first three seasons. Toy sales. They only cared about toy sales. Forget that show was a legitimate Batman series.
No, it's... That's all kids' TV shows has always been. It's just a glorified toy ad. It's the way it's been since the 80s.
It's rough. That's why I like the Japanese. At least
that's
they,
what Thundercats was.
Yeah, Thundercats.
Transformers.
Thundercats was great.
Thundercats was great though. When they started taking themselves seriously, that first season is like a hard walk. But after the first season, it's a solid run. It is. It's a solid run after the first season. That first season, man, you are just tripping on everything. It's like trying to go to the bathroom at a party in the dark. You don't know where. You're not in an environment you know well. You don't know what could be at your feet. You don't know what you just kicked. You think you heard a grunt. You just want to use the bathroom, and it's going to take you so long to get there. And then you get there, and you're like, okay, I'm okay. You can turn on all the lights on your way back. That's what every season after the first season of Thundercats feels like to me. I'm just stumbling my way through to make it to the next season. Because once you get to the second season of Thundercats, it's like kind of worth watching.
Kind of.
He stops complaining the fact that Jaga's dead after the first season. And then they introduce the other Thundercats, the blind guy, the white tiger guy. White tiger guy is a little weak, though, because he's just Tigra. Painted white. That's a really lazy character design. It's like all the Jets on Transformers. Like, oh, wow, it's the same character, just repainted. That's not lazy at all. In fact, I think it's the same voice actor. I feel like they didn't even really... At least the three Jets on Transformers have different voice actors.
It's not necessarily lazy. They're trying to save budget so they can use the same screen cells.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the same screen
cells. They do that all the time. It's why, like, Speed Racer, you can see the car, and the background would just be changing colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they wouldn't actually have to draw anything. It pays somebody to draw one drawing.
Yeah, and just reuse it.
And just...
Dragon Ball Z, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z. That's why they all have the same three hairstyles.
And they all go through the same fight scene. Like, when he powers up, that's the same... Yeah, but of course, a lot of shows did that. Of course, Power Rangers, the transformation. Yeah, it was the same 5 minutes of footage.
Hey, you know what? I have a bone to pick with Power Rangers. Why was there never a brown Power Ranger? I mean, like the color. Like, there's a black Power Ranger, there's a white Power Ranger, yellow, pink.
So you want
green.
A poop Power Ranger is what you want.
See, why does everyone associate the brown Power Ranger as the poop Power Ranger? You
haven't
even given him
brown,
a chance. We've got gold. Black's not even technically a color, guys. Brown is a color, and we've never had a brown Power Ranger.
And really, should we have had the white Power Ranger?
Seriously! As bad as that is.
I was like...
There's...
What kind of robot did he ride in?
Tiger. He wrote a white tiger.
Saber-tooth.
It was a white saber-tooth tiger. It was a white saber-tooth tiger from Thundercats. Probably. It's the same voice actor. And he had a dagger that talked for some reason. But I've yet to get a brown Power Ranger.
Because he's the poopy ranger. Nobody wants that.
But he could have, like, the best Megazord ever. I understand that his weapon is probably going to be the worst thing ever because you put brown in front of any weapon at all and it's poop. You can't have the brown Power Ranger sword, axe, arrow, bow, staff. You definitely can't have the brown sword. And I acknowledge that. You cannot sell his weapon at toy stores.
Well, you can't sell his weapon at toy stores.
So
if you can't make money off the toy sales, then why would they have him there?
I don't know, man.
I don't know why you want a brown one so bad.
Because I'm brown, dang it.
Well, they've had brown people.
You already had brown people, yes, but we haven't had a brown Power Ranger.
I don't know why that's necessary.
Because they've knocked out every color of the spectrum. They've had a magenta Ranger at one point.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, I think they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, they actually. Have. And they've had a Lavender Ranger.
When did
Lavender
that happen?
Ranger.
Yeah, they had a Lavender Ranger. He was like one of the Wild Force ones. They've had a Maroon. They've had a season with two reds and two blues.
How often do you watch Power Rangers?
Not often enough to know if they've had a Brown Ranger. I just assume they haven't yet. If they have, I feel so stupid right now for even making this a complaint. But the series has been around for, what, like 20 plus years? There's a new movie, I guess, that's in the works or whatever. And my question is, why haven't they touched brown?
You stay mighty up to date on the Power Rangers scene.
No, I just, it's the same person who told me about the Valiant movies, told me that it's a Power Ranger movie coming out probably in 2017 as well.
I knew about the Power Ranger movie.
Yeah, Power Ranger movie has been talked about quite a bit. There's just no brown.
No brown, no orange, and no purple.
There's been a purple. There has been a purple. Okay. All
right. What could brown?
And I don't know if there's been an orange. I think you're right on that one. I think orange and brown are the two colors we haven't touched yet. There was an orange one?
In the, I think the second newest chapter you have these
ones. Okay. Well, then there's probably been an orange, but there's yet to be a brown.
There hasn't been a brown.
There has never been a brown Power Ranger. I am so glad I'm not wrong about that. I would throw out my entire.
There has been an orange.
There has been an orange. Yeah. Okay. And I know there's been a purple, because I've seen them. I've seen the purple one.
Yeah, I think I've seen that, too.
Do we need to make a brown Power Ranger?
We need to make a brown Power Ranger.
Do you want to be the brown Power Ranger?
I do not want to be the brown Power Ranger.
He can't be the brown Power Ranger. He's already Cisco. It's already Vibe.
Yes, but it was a purple Ranger. There was a purple Ranger. See? I seen it. There's still no brown Power Ranger.
There never will be.
There never will be.
What will his spirit animal be?
I know. Well, it could be one of the vehicle years. Brown doesn't look great
those
on a car.
Stupid. Nobody likes the vehicle years.
Yeah, those always
are the worst, and they just keep making that happen.
The first one was awful. That should have been a sign.
Yeah, Turbo?
Yeah, with the motorcycles.
No. Oh, yeah, they did have motorcycles in the very first series.
Yeah, no, but those weren't like their Zords.
No, it was the second series.
Oh, Zio?
Yeah, I think so.
But Zio, they had Beast, too, though, didn't they?
All right, cool.
Yeah.
I think it's about time for final thoughts. Now that, well, if they did do a brown Power Ranger, they could have UPS sponsor the movie.
Exactly. You know what? He could be driving a delivery truck. It can be one of the vehicle gears.
That would be so bad.
No, he could be the legs. Have you seen this?
He'd be both legs.
He'd be both legs. They do that occasionally. Some of the Megazords are two legs or two hands.
It's always dumb.
It is always dumb. You should always do two different legs.
Yeah.
A Zord should be completely asymmetrical. There should be a different Zord per appendage. You should not have one Zord take up two appendages. He could be the decaps. The well-enforced decaps.
Okay, I don't think we're making it anywhere on this podcast.
Brown Rangers. Mega delivery vehicle. And his brown sword.
Alright.
Nobody wants a poop ranger. I'm sorry.
Jules wants the poop ranger.
I just want a brown Power Ranger.
Say it. Say it, Jules.
He could have a bear. Bears are brown. Bears could be... He could have a bear. They made a yellow bear at one point. Why can't there be a brown bear?
Say you want the poop rangers, Jules.
I just want the brown Power Ranger. And everyone to leave Cisco alone. He's so bad.
Final thought.
Good night, Elaine.
You are dirty. You are dirty and wrong.
How?
You are dirty.
I've been doing it as long as you've been dating.
I know. Adam, final thought? This podcast went there.
It went somewhere. It did. I'm going to go see Ant-Man this weekend, and I hope I don't see wife beating in it. Because that would make it a really bad time.
That would make it a really bad time. I don't think Marvel's going to touch that, guys.
No, I doubt it.
Yeah, I already did.
I will
always touch it, because it's in the comics.
Yeah, but that was like 1975.
Oh, so it was okay then?
No, it was not okay then.
Wife beating was a little more.
I'm just saying, Disney's Marvel hasn't touched anything that terrible.
That's true.
But I'm also going to go see Ant-Man. I think it's going to be a good film. And I do hope they make a brown Power Ranger sometime in my lifetime.
Nobody wants a poopy Ranger.
And
it's not going to happen.
But you can get a pea yellow Ranger in every season.
It's not pea yellow. It's like neon yellow almost.
So, hey, we had a couple drinks.
What the hell are you drinking?
I've never had Gatorade. Not coffee.
Drink more water. And see, urine can come in every color almost.
Man, the first time I went to his house, he had like 30 million Baja Blast cans.
Yeah, that'll do something to you.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry to our listeners who made it this far. My apologies. Please do me the favor and explain to Jules why Blade Runner is a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie.
Speed Racer
is a good movie.
It is such a horrible cartoon.
Speed Racer is like if you took a whole bunch of fireworks and threw it into a dryer and just sat there and watched it for 2.5 hours.
You know, that seems like a more entertaining movie. I think my problem with the Speed Racer movie is I was not on drugs.
Hey, Warner Brothers, we have a great idea for your next Flash film. If you want to contact OutrightGeekery.com, I think we could save your entire movie franchise right here. Seriously, though. Fireworks in a dryer sounds 10 times better than the 2 movies they're about to come out with. I think we may have something here.
And I think it sounds like an episode of Jackass.
Hi, my name is Jules. This is OutrightGeekery.com, and this is Fireworks in Dryer. Warner Brothers, call me.
That needs to be on YouTube.
That's going to be so destructive. You possibly get me killed? That's my origin story. I died throwing firecrackers in the dryer. And the spirits of the dryers brought me back to life for vengeance.
As the brown Power Ranger?
As the brown Power Ranger. I'm the stained ranger.
Well, if you want to.
$1 million ideas, guys. $1 million ideas.
Why you would. Come check us out in Madison, Tennessee. In Comic City 2. Or find us online at comiccity2.com, outrightgeekery.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, everywhere but LinkedIn. Screw LinkedIn.
Yeah. We have more fun yelling at each other than you do normally.
So
it's like being in the best worst relationship ever.
Right, right.
Because all we do is fight. But everyone's so happy. Strange.
Now, I just want to say hashtag why I stay. Seriously, though. Yeah. That was a bad joke.
But it is, though. It's the best worst relationship I've ever been in.
Feel free to come join us.
Yeah. And watch us yell at each other.
And even join us.
And tell me, in fact, I want somebody to come next week and tell me how bad the Poop Ranger idea is.
I'll tell you right now, it's a shitty idea.
And I will come and argue with you about how great it's going to be.
I don't know what
he's going to have a transforming UPS bear truck.
There's so many things wrong with that.
I was with you on Little Alan Moore. But I can't support the Brown Ranger.
Nobody can support the Brown Ranger. Brown Ranger 2016. It's happening. You kill a tree folk, I get 2 forests. It'll be our first outreach.